Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Psychic Talk Radio
with Reverend Adam,
your source for spiritual insight and messages.
All right, we are now live and on air. I hope everyone can hear me clearly. I'm on a new mic today. So if we have any issues with that, I will have to call in through the other device. Now, you are listening to Psychic Talk Radio. This is your
Thank
host.
You for listening to...
Hold on. Sorry. The switchboard's acting up on me a little bit. So you are listening now to Psychic Talk Radio. This is your host, Reverend Adam. And on today's show, we will be taking callers with a question, a single question on any topic within your life. And we will be doing our best to answer those questions for you through the psychic wisdom and advice of the universe. We have a few callers here in the queue. Just give me one moment and we will begin. All right, so as we go ahead and bring everyone on air today, we're going to ask you to state your name, where you are calling from, and then to go directly into your question, as this will help us to go ahead and answer your questions to the best of our ability. We may be joined by a co-host today. We may not. I am not entirely sure. I did not really... plan today out very well, so we're just going to do what we can and work with what we've got. As we bring you on air, you state your name, where you're calling from, and you go right into your question, and it's single question per caller today. Thank you. All right, let's start with our first caller today. The first caller is area code 775. First three digits are 762. Hello, caller. You are now live and on air. Please state your name, where you are calling from, and go right into your question.
Thank you. My name is Wendy from Sacramento, California, and I'm going to be 67 on July the 6th, and I'm trying to hold off on drawing. Thank you. I'm trying to hold off on drawing Social Security as long as I can. In how many months will I start drawing Social Security, or will it be longer than that? What do you see?
Oh, okay. I'm going to ask you to restate that question for me just one more time.
Sure. I'm trying to hold off on starting my Social Security as long as I can, because
yes,
it builds up the longer you wait. So When do you see me starting to draw Social Security? If you're going to put a number of months on it, will it be, how many months do you think
I can hold off? Okay, I'm actually seeing about, wow, okay, I'm getting anywhere between 8 to 12 months.
Okay. All right, well, that's relative to my employment, so.
Okay.
That's a relief because I'm worried about my current job. And so that means hopefully my current employer will keep me at least 8 more months.
Yes, I understand. Okay, so we're not seeing an issue there. We're feeling that the timing is going to work out to the best for you, okay? Thank you for calling
that
in. You have a great one.
God bless. Thank you, sir.
You too. Bye-bye. All right, and we're going to go ahead and take our next caller now, which is area code 941. First three digits are 763. Hello, caller. Please state your name, where you are calling from, and go right into your question.
Hey, Reverend Adam, it's Catherine from Florida. And what are you picking up for love for me?
Okay, wonderful. Hold on one moment, Catherine. Good to hear you. Okay. You know,
I think you knew what I meant. I said I should have said relationship, but I think you knew what I meant.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right now, I'm feeling like, you know, the energy is saying, okay, get out there, get free. So what they're showing me is the voice, okay? They're showing me your throat. They're showing me your throat chakra, the voice. So right now, mm-hmm. it's about expressing your opinion. It's about expressing yourself, expressing your feelings, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And
okay.
we're feeling that energy is going to motivate it to move forward. Do you understand?
I'm not really sure.
Okay.
In other words, speak out with what I'm looking for? Is that kind of what you mean?
Exactly.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So we're saying allow yourself to not be constricted or feel like you have to hide or walk on eggshells. Okay. We're feeling like right now the love life actually is projecting for a really good movement forward over the next month to month and a half. But we need to start now getting a little bit more out there, getting a little bit more free with that voice.
Okay. Cool. Got it.
All right.
Thank
you. Wonderful.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, next caller today is area code 334. First three digits are 5. Hello, caller. You are live and on air. Please state your name, where you are calling from, and go right into your question.
My name is Kira, and I'm calling from Alabama. And my question is, what do you see for new relationships?
Yes, hello, Kira. Give me one moment to tune in for you.
Okay.
You know, the first message that I get here is I feel that new relationship is on the horizon. You have been feeling that it's on the horizon. You can see it coming because of the messages from the universe directly to you that you have been receiving. So I would say you've been getting certain signs. Okay. Sometimes it's numbers, other times it's certain animals or birds, but the signs are there that this is coming to you. And you're kind of going to bump into this by figure of speech. It's just going to be something you run into. It will be a better quality. It's going to be a higher quality. You've been working on yourself spiritually now for over a year or more. And we feel very, very satisfied that you have raised your energy. So therefore, the energy of what is attracted into your life will also be raised.
Mm-hmm.
We feel a timeline here. I don't really like to give out timelines anymore because people become too attached to the timeline and not enough to themselves manifesting. But I'm getting at least a few weeks. So I'm getting about 3 to 4 weeks.
Okay. Like you don't see this being somebody as like just forever, but just a better partner. That's all.
Well, why can't it be forever? I never said that.
Mm-hmm.
What I'm saying is what is coming in is a better quality. So therefore, mm-hmm. it can be forever. It can be the person you settle down with for the rest of your life. But I want you to come from a place of security and trust within yourself and the work you have done.
Right. Well, thank you. That's still great.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Wonderful. Have a great day.
You too.
All right. Next caller today is area code 310. First three digits are 890. Hello, caller. You are live and on air. Please state your name, where you are calling from, and go right into your question.
Hi, this is Brittany calling. I'm calling from Los Angeles. And my question is, I'm in a beautiful relationship, and I just wanted to see if you can give me some insight onto what my partner is thinking and feeling on where we are at the moment.
Okay. Give me one moment, please. Okay, so aside from a little bit of a rough patch here and there, okay, you guys have been working pretty decently. You know, sometimes there seems to be a little bit of a lack because there's emotional stuff that's still getting healed on both ends. What I'm feeling here, though, is that this relationship will blossom and do well. I feel that it's going to take effort on both ends, and there will be rough patches to come. But they will not be as rough or as difficult as previous times. I feel that with patience from both sides, mainly yours, okay, and as well as with the healing and facing the healing, you guys will do very well. I feel that we get into these relationships sometimes with expectations, and we don't have any reason to expect things. We're not shown that we can expect. I feel sometimes it's not about lowering those expectations, but looking at the way of, okay, what can we expect? What do we know we can expect? And what do we know we can't expect yet? But I do feel that this relationship will prosper.
Okay. Wonderful. But when you say expectations, what do you mean by that? Like,
okay,
expecting him
sometimes
to be a perfect person?
Sometimes we go into relationships expecting the other person to do certain things or to be, like, as active sometimes as we want them to be or as communicable. And they're not always exactly what we want. Because we're looking for them sometimes to do things that we've never seen from them. Okay?
Okay. Okay.
It doesn't mean that these things can't be expected or improved upon down the road. It just simply means that right now, I feel like the two of you are still getting to know each other.
Okay. All right. That works for me. All right.
Wonderful.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You're more than welcome, and have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay. Our next caller today is area code 412. First three digits are 287. Hello, caller. You are now live and on air. Please state your name, where you are calling from, and go right into your question.
Hi, my name is Keisha, and I'm calling from Pennsylvania. And I wanted to know if you've seen a new boyfriend coming in, a new one.
Okay, Keisha. Have I brought you on air yet today?
I wasn't on air yesterday.
Okay. Give me one moment, please.
Okay.
Okay. Yes, I do see a new one coming. That is actually not going to be until November of this year. And mm-hmm. I'm feeling the message right now is about raising your vibration. You just began another phase in your spiritual path ahead. And we feel that you've been having some struggles in other areas right now that, you know, a lot of times it's not your fault. You've got to stop blaming yourself for everything, okay? You are having some struggles that are not really within your hands of creation. But we want you to focus on what you can do and not what you can't do, okay? Because right now it's like I'm getting this frustration from you. Everything's kind of just a little topsy-turvy. It's like you're good because you have what you need, but you don't have everything you need. So we're feeling that right now it's about raising that vibration, healing a little bit more, and then November, the universe opens up for the love life to come in, because what comes in then will be much, much, much more stable than the past, and you're going to see a lot more gratitude and appreciation from the new individual.
Okay.
All right, thank
great,
you,
thank
and
you.
I wish you
thank
the best.
You. Have a good day.
Have a good day.
You too. Okay. Our next caller today is area code 917. First three digits are 627. Hello, caller. You are now live and on air. Please state your name, where you are calling from, and go right into your question.
Well, sure. Hey, how you doing? This is Tim, and I'm calling from New York. And my question is just if you see anything on the horizon next couple of months as far as a new job/career opportunity. I'm not really sure where to go, but I've just been trying to concentrate on my spirituality to be open to bring some new things to me.
Okay, wonderful, wonderful. And I feel that you've already gotten some energy set out for manifesting the new positions.
Okay.
Is that correct, sir? Have you done anything to send that manifestation out there?
I'm just trying to do some visualizing. Trying to just things of that nature. Trying to just tap into
spirituality. Wonderful, wonderful. So what I'm really getting right now is that you are going to have something very positive come in. It's going to take about, say, a month, 2 months' time. It could be sooner than that. You never know. Job situations are kind of finicky, especially with the market right now. But I feel if you keep your vibration going, you keep this path going, what comes in within a month to 2 months' time right now is going to be very good quality, because you're going to be paid what you are worth, okay? And right now you're learning through your path the value of yourself. It's always about the value of you, okay, at the moment.
Yeah.
So you're raising up your value, you're raising up your self-worth, and you're learning not to settle for less, okay?
Okay. Thank you. Well, I appreciate it.
Thank you. You have a great one. All right, I think I know who this next caller is. Hello, caller by area code 404. First three digits are 452. Hello, how are you doing?
About time you put me on darn air. I wanted to talk to several of you folks.
Well, I didn't see you until now.
Gotcha.
You're at the bottom.
You'll go to the next.
I'm waiting on another caller to come in, so we've gotten through all the callers so far. But let me ask you, how's the new mic sound?
Huh?
How does the new mic sound? Is it clear?
Oh, yeah, it does.
Okay, wonderful.
You have an echo.
Okay, has it been there the whole time?
No, I just now noticed. I'm not sure if you just said something.
Okay. Well, I pushed back the mic a little bit, but okay. Well, it looks like it's going to be a better quality. Maybe I'll get my headset out and use that next time.
You sound clear.
We're waiting on more callers here. But
so
if I'm sorry?
It looks like it's a love night and a job night, huh?
Yeah, a little bit. All right, anybody listening or tuning in, this is Lolita, my co-host here on the show. She likes to stop in when she can, and we co-host together. We provide spiritual insight and lessons to everyone that calls in, and we try and help you to the best of our ability. You can also, if you're here in Georgia, you could visit Lolita's Parlor. It's an ice cream store out here in Marietta, Georgia, across from the NCG Movie Theater, just off of Powder Springs. And I think that's right. Isn't that right?
Yeah, no, it definitely is right. And if you guys are ever looking for some life coaching, that's exactly what I do. We heal. I hear a lot of questions asking about when are we going to find a partner. Realize that if you're not trusting in your own path on where you should be, you're always going to find that what if. So you really need to go within and just really enjoy at that moment. At the same time, really work on yourself. You know, just realize that every partner, every career is a contract. We're placed in those jobs at the right time. So when you're born, all your karma is already placed for you. They're called life lessons. So it's better just to wake up every single morning and enjoying where the yellow brick road takes you. So always remember that, you know, when you're looking for a partner and the job, it's about what can you do within yourself to heal in order for you to create better chapters. And most people on this phone call have not taken the time to really look inward and really be accountable to someone. You know, there's one thing of doing your own clearing, but when you take your own healing to another level by going to a life coach, you can actually maximize that because now you don't have any ego coming into the way. Two, you have someone that can go within and find out the root cause. So always realize that there's bigger healing to do on this lifetime. If that's what you wish, you have a choice whether to live the 3D, which I call the human being way, or to live on the person of light. So you have a kind of a decision in the route that you want to, you know, take. We don't force anyone that does not want to be the person of light and be able to be of that being that is of unconditional love, where you're able to create and manifest by the blink of a second when you're doing your healing work. So always keep that in mind. You want to add anything to that, Adam?
Yeah, I totally agree. You know, it's really about doing the inner healing work, listening to yourself and where you're at. Sometimes we're looking for our happiness so much on the outside and what's on the outside, and we forget really to look on the inside. We forget what can we improve upon within ourselves for that happiness. Is our happiness really external? No, it's internal. We just have to find it. We have to listen to the inner child.
And most people are wired to live that way, like ourselves, until we have this aha moment. But it's time to live out of that illusion and just really be accountable for your own life. Because who you are is what you're going to manifest. So if you haven't done no healing work, just know and expect that your situations are going to be dense. Yeah, you can find love, but is that going to really suit you? You could find the right job. Is that really going to help you at this time and benefit you? You know, if you're looking for a job right away in its own for its money, then you're not allowing the universe to do its work for you. You know, we can all co-create because we're all God. We all have the opportunity, but it's about understanding and being aware about the more healing that you do, the more we're able to receive situations and people in our life that are on a higher level. But it's really trusting yourself, and most people are walking with no self-worth, and that's why there's a lot of questions, you know, that go on about what if this or am I going to have this. If you don't trust your life and just knowing that you have everything that is mapped out for you on this lifetime, and it's all about you enjoying your path and how to get there and to do the healing work, you know, then you're not really living. That's not true abundance. Abundance comes in from within. And when you are healing, and able to have no triggers, like myself, you guys don't know what you're missing. It's like flying like an eagle all day long in this 24/7 bliss, and that's more powerful. Because I have a divine relationship within myself. I am in union within my own twin flame within myself, and that's more powerful.
Right. And when you work on getting there within yourself and you work on raising that inner vibration, everything externalized is actually going to flow so much better. Everything you're desiring is going to come in more. Everything that you want is going to come in with a better quality. It's going to have that lasting effect. But that's because you're not holding on to it for your very life. You're not holding on to it as that ideal of your true happiness. Long as your happiness starts within you, you will achieve everything else.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That is true.
Yep. So if you're here in Georgia, you want to come check out the ice cream store. Her ice cream store is called Lolita's Parlor here in Marietta, Georgia, just across from the NCG Movie Theater and right off of Powder Springs. So please come over, check it out. It's all Hershey's ice cream, all wonderful quality ice cream made the way that ice cream used to be made.
Yep. If anyone has any questions, we got people on the phone that's already had a question if they want to ask me a question on any, like.
Yeah, we've actually got one listener here that's already been taken. We can try and bring them back on air. Let's see. Caller by 775. First three digits are 762. Hello, caller. You are live and on air.
Hi, thank you. My name is Wendy, and you said that I would be able to hold off drawing Social Security between 8 and 12 months, which is wonderful. So I'm worried about my current job because I was in a backseat of a yellow cab on March 9th, and we were rear-ended. So I've been off work ever since, but I've kept in close contact with them every step of the way. I have tons of proof. Released all my medical records. They approved me for ADA so far, but they're doing it in increments. So that's why I was nervous about whether or not I'm going to keep my current job. How long do you think I'll be keeping my current job, please?
Okay. Well, this is a perfect example of something we can help you with. First of all, you worrying about being able to keep the job is actually kind of a counterproductive measure. It's sending out a negative energy. Well, I'm going to let Lolita explain her side of this.
Sure, thank you.
Right, so always remember that question is based, your answer will be based on your vibration. And so you have to just allow and trust the story to end the way it's supposed to be. And because if we give you an answer, you can actually deter your own answer that you got because it's called free will. Mm-hmm. So you just have to sit back and just really be in trust and see that situation in grace. When you cover it and with grace, you actually heal it with divine love. You have to take your power back and just trust. We're failing on having belief within ourselves and our story. So relinquish that thought out of your mind. And just know that whatever say paperwork you need to do, you will have it for yourself. Whatever stuff you need to do, just go along with the process and just see the way you want it to end. That's how you need to visualize it every single morning. Waking up. Like everybody in this world needs to wake up every single day like they're on the top of a mountain and they got a million people behind their back. And they got everything that they need. There's no such thing as worry or anxious because at the end, I'm going to have my life lessons and I'm going to have my opportunities. It's just how my karma is placed at this lifetime. So I'm going to embrace every single situation and see it with grace. And I'm going to learn every life lesson so I don't have to really relive that in my next lifetime. And just know that your answers are there for you. It's just that we're not trusting our own God self to really realize that the answers are given to us. We bypass that. It's like everyone asks for, you know, the universe to give them a sign, but they've given the sign. It's just that because they're not clearly thinking within themselves because they haven't done the healing work, is that's why our answers get bypassed. So that's why it's great to spend time in meditation or doing an inner child guided meditation. I don't care how old anybody is. Because if we haven't honored that little one that's still residing in hurt, shame, abandonment, disrespected, then we're not really honoring who we are. As an adult, we are who we are because of the childhood that was placed upon us. So focus on that road and visualize every single morning when you're waking up this how you want to create the end of that story.
Right. You know what? I love what you said about taking back my power. I agree with you. I think you both are gifted. And my only other concern is I'm going to meet with my primary care medical doctor in September, and will she extend my leave one more time for me?
I feel that you are going to get the extension. It may not be as big of an extension, but you will get one. Now, what I'm feeling right now is, once more, you're coming from a place that you really need to accomplish something. You really want to accomplish something, but you're worried it might go wrong. What you need to do is come from that place that, hey, I've got me, I've got my back, and I know that the universe or God, whatever you want to call it, has me as well. And it's like having faith. We all struggle with it because we all want to have something tangible we can hold on to, something that we can see or prove, okay? But the true definition of faith is having the belief in something you cannot see, touch, or feel.
True. So will she extend it a couple months or 7 weeks? What was she? How long?
Okay, let me ask you. Where is the extension? Why is there a need for you to have an extension?
It's for me to get strong enough to return back to work. I had a broken back years ago, and the rear end collision aggravated my previous broken back. So intuitively, I feel I'll probably be a lot stronger between November and February is when I'm feeling this. So I just would like a ballpark idea. Will she extend my leave until November or January or February?
Okay, well, then at the end, if you're intuitively gifted, then you just need to trust that that's a decision that's going to be made at the end of the day. You know, you just have to visualize that. I mean, you can't control anything, but you have a lot of power. So if you're saying that you're gifted, then use it. Use it to your advantage. But right now, you're not using it to your advantage because I think you've called several other shows. Most of them are my friends. And so you need to bring that power back into you and just know and trust the universe will give you that answer, whether it's for your own good or not. You just have to wake up and just trust that decision. But in the more we ask for an answer, we ask for an answer when we're going to have that in our favor, that means we're weak in our mind. The power of the mind can heal the body at any time. There is no rules and there's no time limit. That's all an illusion. I don't care. My whole family is in medical practice.
Take that more about other people than myself. So,
as a healer, then we must do our work and really do the healing work before we're really, you know, working on anywhere else. So take your power back. So, for one healer to another intuitive, whatever your modality is, I would really sit with that and trust and talk to your spirit guides and get your own answers because you have that ability to do that.
Thank you, Lolita.
Know that what you need will be provided, okay? Because it is going to be. But you need, right now, it's about slowing down and trusting yourself.
And you know what, Reverend? It just occurred to me. You gave a ballpark around 8 months before starting my Social Security or a year. And ironically, my disability from the state would end in about 7.5 months. So,
That's interesting.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So you see, you're going to end up with a little bit more than anticipated. Just trust the universe is going to provide. Okay.
And also remember, the back represents the not letting go. So while you're working on your healing, do the emotional aspect that's related to the back. You know, our emotions or sickness are all mostly related to emotions and stuff that we have not healed. So take that to your advantage and just stay present with yourself. Start journaling. You know, I mean, I share that with everybody. We all have a core issue, you know, but if you're not being consistent every single week and working on a certain issue or working with a healer to help you do all that stuff, then we've taken our power away from anybody. So, you know, just go ahead and do it. Wake up every single morning, start your guided meditation, visualize it, work and see what comes up for you. It's time that you do you, nobody else, because you haven't done that. And that's why you're off balance, because you've never really put yourself first at all.
Very nicely stated.
You see,
Lolita,
the heart,
thank
the
you.
Soul, the heart, the soul that we see in you, you are a healer. And by default, healers, we care more about others than we do ourselves. And we have to learn that, you know, we come first. You cannot help someone unless you can first help yourself. But we wish you all the best blessings.
Well, I want to share something with her because she knows something before we let her go. You know, I'm a healer. I'm a very, very well-gifted being. But I have not done healing work until about maybe 8 years later because I worked on myself. And every healer, I know when healers don't work on themselves. And I share with you is that do your work so you can, when you're ready to deliver to the world, you'll be able to deliver to the world. So make sure that you're accountable. Huh?
I agree. Thank you, Lolita. And Reverend, when you said I'll get more than anticipated, you mean more additional off time extension? Is that what you're
referring
to?
What I meant was you said in 7 months it would end, or at least that's the schedule for it. If I'm seeing 8 to 12, that means it's going to be longer. Okay?
Okay. For the state disability. Okay.
Yeah. All right. We want to thank you for calling in, but we do have another person waiting. You have a great day.
God bless both of you. Thank you both.
You as well.
Namaste. Bye-bye now.
Namaste.
God bless. Thank you.
All right. Our next caller is area code 334. First three digits are 587. Hello, caller. You are live and on air. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Hey, I think you read me earlier, but is that lady, the lady available to read me as well?
Yeah.
The lady here.
Go ahead
and talk.
Okay. Okay, well, this is Kira from Alabama. He already answered a question about love. I just want to see what you see for me as far as, like, just finances, a job or anything.
I was just sharing with you before, you know, let me ask you, what is your current situation?
Yeah, you didn't ask me before. I just now talked to you.
No.
What I'm asking you right now.
I was talking. I'm not sure if you heard everything that I was talking about, but I noticed that everyone's questions about what you see. What I share is all about accountability and belief, and just journaling and doing the inner child homework, and your current situation that you're in, you have to look and acknowledge it and you write it down. And what you do is you write in a piece of paper what you're looking to attain. You put it in the box and you put it away. The second step is you do an inner child guided meditation every single day and you bring up all your triggers that come up because there's healing needs to be involved. If you don't honor the inner child or heal any triggers, then you are just going to create a partner that's going to have the same issues. It's called like attracts like. They're called triggers. So if you have issues with abandonment or not feeling heard, those are placed upon you when you're little, when your life experiences. That's not the way to live. Only human beings live like that. And the reason why they continue to live like that is because they're not fully aware. They see it as a way of living, but it really isn't. So in order to create or manifest anything in your life, you got to do the healing work. If you don't do the healing work, you're not allowing the right situations to come into your place. So you just have to trust that everything is already mapped out for you when you were born. Until then, you have to enjoy the moment. It's like doing the dishes. I call it the oneness theory. When you're doing the dishes, you actually enjoy the suds. You enjoy the plate that we have because that plate is actually God energy. Like everything that we have is God. The remote control is God. Everything. So I share with you is the, you know, focus on what is happening at that present time. So enjoy the life. So if you're going out with your friends, you know, put the phone down. Enjoy your company with your friends. Enjoy the conversations with your friends. Or start shifting your mind and going to certain events like meditation events, chanting events. I'm from India. Go to a Hindu temple. Go to a Buddhist temple. Follow, learn some discipline. It all depends where you see your life at. If you're just looking for a man that just to provide and have lots of money and just have a family, that's not living. That really is not living. Living is living within yourself. Does that make sense? How old are you, young lady?
Yeah,
I'm
35.
You're 35. You sound very young. Okay, so, you know, I would definitely start really starting to create and use that ability that we all have, because we have the power to manifest. We just have to trust the path that's already written out for us. And if you continue to live in the rules of society and they tell you, well, you should be doing this and that, they're all wrong. There's no rules to life at all. There's no rules to life. It's time that you start to shift your awareness and start to go your own path, because most of your friends are not on your own path.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense? Yeah.
Yes.
Time to start honoring you. You called this show, so it means you must be awakened to what we're here to provide you at some point, correct?
Yes.
Right.
Wonderful.
And some people don't want to. And some people don't want to live that life. Go ahead, Adam.
Right. So while you guys were talking, I do feel, and I picked up on this from Spirit, but I'm getting nine, the number nine. So this could be 9 days. This could be, you know, the end of 9 weeks. But financially, I'm getting the number nine for you. Okay?
Mm-hmm. I don't know what that means, but okay.
Now,
what did you say, Adam? I'm sorry.
Lolita could tell you what nine represents on a spiritual level.
Well, number nine means, it's a numerology. It means it's all about endings. It's about endings. And, you know, we're in a close to a new moon next week. You should really look it up. It's a full moon in Capricorn. And your homework is to really understand, what does the full moon in Capricorn mean? What is our intention? And that night, you take the intentions and you go in and you meditate on that. You know, all the planets are God. They're here to give us answers. We're just not utilizing. The only the people that are aware will sit there and talk about, oh, I'm a Capricorn. There's no awareness in that. You know, the planets are here to serve us. Use them. That's what they're here for. So take that time to learn and start researching stuff so you can, it can better assist you during your healing sessions that you do within yourself, you know, and you take time to honor those feelings. You don't honor yourself a lot, do you?
I mean, I have been more lately.
Right.
Where
is this awakening?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
You've begun your spiritual path, and I feel that you are putting effort behind it, okay? What we're doing right now, we're just providing you a little bit more of a push, because we see the greatness in you. Now it's time for you to see it in yourself. You know, what you need will always be there. It always has been there. But right now, it's about you creating for yourself and healing your inner child. Okay.
Well, does that
all
help?
Right. Thank you.
Thank you both.
Does that help? Does that help you or no?
Yeah, it helps. I don't want to. I mean, earlier he was saying he sees someone coming in. I mean, meeting someone soon. But then when you were saying that I need more work done, or I'm gonna attract a negative
every
type of mate, I'm kind of confused with that. But,
okay, what I was saying is that you have a person that's going to be coming in for your life. It's going to be a wonderful individual, okay? But what we're feeling is that is a little bit more spread out in timeline, which means that right now you need to focus on you raising your vibration, so what does come in is going to be a much better quality than what you've ever experienced in the past, okay? So what's happening is, yes, you are going to get that blessing in your life, but the universe is saying, okay, while that's going to be coming to you, we want you focused on raising your own vibration. That's all.
Okay, but you still see the same time frame? that you said earlier. Yeah.
It does. That's where you're not trusting. It doesn't matter about time. You're asking for a time, but you can get off this phone call and just have a total tantrum, and the universe won't even give you that time frame. That's why it's called free will. Even if you had that partner come into your life, what we're trying to share with you is that if you're trying to create a divine relationship, if you're always looking for that person, that means we have self-worth issues. There's a lot of lack. So continue to always work on yourself. You know, heal a lot of triggers that are placed. I feel there's a lot of father issues. I feel like there has not been just true, pure, unconditional love at all. So that's all you're going
to
manifest. So why don't you just trust the universe to provide you that right man? Until then, you can't even love yourself at this moment. You cannot even look in the mirror, look past those eyes, because there's so much hurt. So that's what I'm sharing with you, young lady. You need to bring out the divine goddess within you, and you have to heal that. Or not, you're going to find a man that has self-worth issues and has their own issues. So until then, enjoy life, enjoy the present moment. You journal, and you heal. And just know that if a person comes around, so be it. Have a nice time with them, because they're placed in our life for a certain reason. We're supposed to learn, not a reason, but we're supposed to learn. And if we can't acknowledge that life lesson after they leave, then we're going to have a repetitive pattern. That's why in this world, they're walking unconscious, because they keep going through the repetitive cycles, because they're not taking the time to get down to that darkness and don't want to heal. And that's what I'm sharing with you. Forget about timeline. Just trust and have fun. You're still young enough.
Right. All right. Well, we do have a couple more callers calling in, so we're going to have to take them now. But we do appreciate you calling back in and being able to give you these messages. We thank you for that. Have a great day.
Thank you.
Thank you. All right. And before we take our next callers today, we also want to do a shout out to Lolita's Parlor. If you're here in Marietta, Georgia, or here in Georgia, we're over in Marietta, Georgia, across from the NCG movie theater, right off of Powder Springs. Now, we also want to state that the services provided on the show are also available in private through my website at howpsychic.com. That is howpsychic.com. The link is also in the show's description page. We're going to go ahead and take our next callers now. Our next caller today is area code 484. First three digits are 300. Hello, caller. You are live on air. Your name, where you are calling from, and go right into your question.
Hi, this is Tonette calling Philadelphia, PA. My question is, I would like to know a time frame, if possible, when you see Desiree bringing her belongings to my home to move in here.
Okay, I understand. Give me one moment while I tune in. Okay, I'm actually getting July 1st.
Okay.
Mhm. And I'm feeling July 1st is going to be a very pivotal time. I feel that this movement forward is going to help. It's going to provide more stability. But this person has a lot to learn, and I feel that patience on your part is going to be key. And right now I feel like, okay, you've been losing patience, so let's just put that in check. Let's just remember to have that patience.
Okay.
This person is learning how to value themselves better, and I feel that this is a part of that path going forward. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like, you know, a little bit more patience on your side is okay, but if you have something to say to them, do not hold back. I'm getting that that throat chakra is a little bit blocked. You need to remember, you can't walk on eggshells for nobody, okay? You have to state what's on your mind. You don't have to be mean or aggressive about it, but you do need to state what's on your mind.
Right, okay. Yeah, she hasn't verbalized yet when she was going to move in, but I was really feeling it strong that it was going to be, you know, like the beginning of July. So I don't know when you see her verbally telling me, look, I'm ready to move in and take this next
step. You know what? This individual does everything at the last minute. It wouldn't surprise me if she did the same thing again. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
All
right.
Wonderful. Lolita, do you have anything to add for this one?
I mean, I think this is the question that you had now for the last several months by hearing you. I mean, if I were you, there should be no reason why we're waiting on anybody. If she's not moving in, she's not moving in. You go to the next one. So I'm not sure where this heartstring attachment that you have with this young lady, but it's time for you just to really release that control part of when she's coming in and find you a new roommate if that's the case. I mean, just keep it moving.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can't move on. That's just something that isn't going to happen because there is a deep connection with me and her. This is a person that I've went to school with. I've known since age 6, so there's a 40-year deep best friendship
I understand that, but that's all friendships are all karmic relationships. So if you're going to sit here and wonder about it, you're not allowing the universe to work again for yourself at all. You're not trusting it. And if that's your relationship and that's your deep friendship, then there should be no reason why you're even questioning it. You should just be at a point when your life at this moment, well, she comes in, she comes in. There should be no question. So you really need to sit and ask, where is this urgent needing to know when? I mean, if you had a so-called good relationship, she should be able to tell you. And if not, you may need to check that relationship if someone's not being clear or not. Sometimes relationships grow apart because our karmic journey is more powerful. I don't care how long anyone's been friends. Your karmic journey will end at some point.
Well, she like Reverend Adam said, though, she doesn't operate like that. I understand what you're saying, but that isn't how she operates. She operates on a very spontaneous thing. You're not going to back her in the corner. You're not going to push her into anything.
Yeah.
That's going to make her go further.
I'm going to step
right,
in
but that's
for
not
a moment,
what...
and I'm going to say, though, that right now I feel like if you speak your mind non-aggressively, but you do speak your mind with her, she's at a point where she's going to start listening, okay?
Yeah.
Because she's ready and she's tired of the
Because
the
a couple
BS
months ago, because, right, Reverend Adam, a couple months ago, I was kind of pressuring her, like, listen, we're either going to do this or not. It actually backfired on me, okay? It made her go further. She's an Aquarius. You never want to back an Aquarius into a corner. You never, ever want to make them make an automative. I have done severe damage to this relationship by forcing her and acting like you are, and it caused the problem. So, no, I'm sorry. I can't take your advice. I will not take your advice because that's why I'm in this situation, and I'm trying to get out of it and move on with her to a better place. And my intuition was telling me the first week of July, and it's matching up with Reverend Adams. So I'm cool with that.
Okay. Well, we're going to leave you at that, and we're going to wish you the best on your journey moving forward and your connections with her.
Well,
thank you.
And I will be in touch.
Okay. We're going to go ahead and bring on the next one. Hold on one moment. Now, to back up what Lolita was saying here, sometimes we have to remember, no matter how close our relationships are with people, no matter, you know, how many years we've had with them, we can't push. Like, there's people out there we can't push, otherwise we push them to the brink. But we have to look out for ourselves before anybody else.
Yeah, that's what I was trying to share with her, is I'm not telling her to tell her to actually approach her. That's actually coming from you. But she's been asking this question for about 4 to 5 months now. And my thing is, like, if this is your friend, then there should be some clear communication. Like, there's something bigger than that. So it's just like, I don't know.
Yeah. Well,
but
this is
had
why
this caller
I was
before.
Getting a message for her to communicate with her, but not be abrasive about it, but, like, not hold back either. Just share with her what's going on.
Yeah,
we'll see. We wish her the best.
Yep, that's our life. All right, let's go to the next call.
Okay, next caller, area code 631. First three digits are 506. Hello, caller. You are now live and on air. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Hi, Reverend Adam. Ms. Olivia, how are you guys? My name is Nicole. I'm calling from New York. I'm just wondering if Spirit has any messages for me.
Okay, great. Wonderful. This is a call that I'm going to pass over to Lolita for the moment, and then I will be back on air with you.
Okay.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Lolita,
I'm sorry. What was your
ahead.
Question? Well, I'm sorry. I didn't hear the question.
There's any messages for me from Spirit?
Yeah, give me a second here. I'll give
okay.
you some info. Any real messages here? Really quick, and get something on. What was your name?
Nicole.
Nicole.
Yes.
Lolita, stop with the other thing and just focus on what's calling to you.
Oh, you guys are testing me. Okay.
What's vibrating right now?
I don't know why I pick up school.
Full.
Okay. Is there anything related to school right now that you or someone that you know is going through?
Education. Wow. Yes. In the beginning of August, I'm supposed to go away for a week for my residency, and I'm kind of trying to stay positive about who my two young babies will be with. While I'm away, because as of right now
okay.
I'm staying for my sister, but she's saying that she can't do it. So I'm just trying to, you know, stay positive about that. And
okay, so I want you to relinquish. I want you to relinquish the word staying positive.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Okay.
Because that's something that we're taught, and that's the wrong way of thinking. It's called trust. And this situation is trusting.
Right, okay.
It's not about being positive, because being positive means that you always have a constant battle of remaining positive. And that's because no one taught you the belief of, again, waking up at not to you. I've been saying that again because I've said this over and over with callers, and I always will say this. It's just trusting the process on what the story is going to manifest into.
Okay.
See your kids already taken care of. Remember, just because you're a mama, you don't own your child. Let's get that straight right now, young lady. You're just a vessel. You're here to be their guide and their mentor. That's all. And if they see mom worrying, I don't care how old they are, they are going to have that belief and those experiences within themselves. So it's time to shift their consciousness and go on the part of trusting the process. Because whatever is going to happen is already mapped out for you and for them. See that situation already resolved and done in your heart, being done. And you are going to have a good time. You need to have a good time while you're away for that 1 week.
I do. Yeah, I definitely do.
Exactly.
Yeah,
you
definitely
and
do.
Go
to trust
with the
it because I don't like
heart.
That saying.
Yeah. You
know, to stay positive, you know, because I'm generally a positive person. You know, it's just what I mean by, you know, keep the negative low frequency.
Okay.
I'm going to stop you for a moment, okay? Number 1. Generally, yes, you can be a very positive person, but you're also a very worrisome person. You worry a lot. Okay?
Yeah.
And when we worry, that's not coming from that positive place. It's coming from that place of not feeling safe. Okay? And right now, you're on a spiritual journey, and you're on a journey of growing yourself, growing your well-being, growing everything around you, and I feel that's going to be great and successful and wonderful, and right now it's about learning to trust in yourself and to trust around you, because you had been hurt so many times over, okay? So that trust is not there quite as much. And then you don't want to see your baby through craziness. But I'm going to tell you right now, the universe, God has got your back, girl. Okay?
Yes,
so Lalita's right. It's about trust.
Right.
And remember that, you know, if you're looking to change stories, it's all about doing the inner child homework. You haven't taken time out to even recognize your own hurts that even come within yourself. You haven't even recognized, you know, the issues of not being loved and supported, you know, when you're very young, maybe the age of 4 or 5 is coming up. It's time that you heal that. You know, as an adult, just because you're an adult doesn't mean you keep walking. There's no such thing as positive negative energy. I know that most Americans in the world, they talk about it, but you can't talk. You can't see it, you can't feel it, nor can you touch it. It's your perception of the situation. You know, one day the world is going to start using the correct words, but that is a perception of what's negative and positive.
Yeah.
And what's negative and positive was created by man-made. And so what we think is created by an all an illusion. So there's no way you're seeing clearly from your third eye. So that's what I'm sharing with you.
Wow.
That unveil the stuff that you've been taught. Because that is not the correct way.
Right. Wow. Definitely wow.
It's not the most
put that into a whole different whole perspective. Because I love language and using like the right kind of terminology to try to explain myself and get my point across. And yes, you know, we do that as, you know, human beings try to, in a sense, dumb things down to where we can, you know, understand them. And that made a lot of sense. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, they just realize, like, you know.
You really got to realize that one time is only man-made. You know,
right.
You go anywhere else in the universe, time doesn't exist, okay?
Right.
There's an infinite amount of time in the world. But ultimately, you also have to look at, you know, perception is and becomes reality. I've always said that. Lalita can attest to that. You have
to know,
perception is reality.
Yeah.
Think about it. How you think is all created by the thought that someone implemented. But everybody walking around here is walking unconscious because those thoughts are not even true. Who said that you have to do this when you're this age? Who said that this is what's supposed to happen if you give a gift to your friend? Or who said this is how you're supposed to get married? Those are commercial ways of living. The world has dumbed us down. Nobody else. We can sit there and talk about the outer world and what's not going on, but 80% of people that are talking about how the world is crazy are the ones that are crazy because the world is very beautiful.
Yeah.
You just have to see it in your own eyes.
Right.
Right.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, we want to thank you for calling in and listening.
Thank you very much. Yes.
And we want to thank you for your time today, okay? And I believe
really you
can benefit from a private session. So I'm going to suggest you go over to the website at howpsychic.com. The link is in the show page description as well. But that's how, like how you doing, psychic.com, okay?
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank
I appreciate
you.
It. Thank you.
You're very welcome.
All right, our next caller is area code 917. First three digits are 538. Hello, caller. You are now live and on air. Please state your name, where you are calling from, and go right into your question.
Hello?
Yes, hello, caller 917. First three digits,
hi.
538.
Yes.
We're live and on air.
Thank you. This is Anna calling. And my question is related to my situation at work. What do you see? Do you see any changes happening for me there?
Mm. All right. First thing I'm feeling is that you're feeling undervalued, right?
Right.
Yes.
Okay. And there's one particular person at work causing a little bit of distress. It's like you feel a very dislike kind of energy from them.
Yes,
okay.
I do feel that changes are coming, but they first start within you, okay? The way you are dealing with the situation, you're allowing their opinions and their thoughts to affect you, okay? Number one, you're not responsible for their opinions or their thoughts. Number two, you are responsible for how you allow that to affect you, okay? And number three, you've got to remember, no one's judgments are any weight in your life but the judgment of your own self from you, okay?
Okay.
I do feel that you're going to see change happening within the next 2 weeks. This change is for the better at the workplace, okay? But right now it's also about raising your self-worth and value of your own eyes, meaning what you view yourself as worth and what you view yourself as worthy of having, okay? This needs to be raised up right now.
Okay.
Okay, I'm going to go ahead and let Lolita take this one.
What's hey, how you doing, Namaste? What's going on with your situation at work? Like, tell me exactly, pinpoint it, and how you're feeling.
Well, I talked to my representatives. I told them that I'm doing a job that's not in my title, and I want them to resolve this situation because I'm getting paid in a job that I'm not doing. It's like you're entered as a nurse, but you're doing lawyer work. It's like a completely different field.
Okay.
And I've been talking to staff about this.
Okay, and their response to you was what at this time?
To help me right now, but it's going a little slow, I guess.
Okay, so you're not getting a quick results that you're looking forward to, correct?
Yeah, I'm still agitated,
Okay, so where does the fact that you've always had to prove yourself younger come in from?
Always have to prove myself?
I'm not sure
really
if you've ever talked to your inner child,
okay,
but where did...
Yeah.
I'm going to clarify this a little bit. It's like you're having this feeling like you're never good enough.
Well, I guess I was thinking about that myself, like, where did this happen in my life? But I think it's more like that I was never really seen as who I was.
That's it.
At home.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And that just people just walked like as if I didn't even exist. Nobody acknowledged who I was or what I was capable of. So I was just doing all these things, but nobody was acknowledging anything, so I didn't understand what was happening. Now I'm kind of like in this situation where I'm doing really, really well, and everybody's thinking that it's normal, and I'm saying to them, it's not normal what I'm doing. It's exceptional.
Okay. Well, I'm going to switch that to you. I'm going to switch that and put it back on you. It's because you never really healed that portion. And you never really work with a healer to pull that out of your energy. So you need to walk in that job and embrace it and give it so much gratitude because the universe is showing you that you still got to heal that. And once you begin to heal that, you'll see that situation resolve or another opportunity will come its way. But be in gratitude for that trigger. Huh?
Well, okay. I am very grateful for it. I'm holding on to it for a year.
We can sit there and talk about it. I see humans always talk about being grateful, but they don't know how to wire their cells on the gratitude level. Is when you're walking every single day in that office with a smile and loving the experiences that you're getting you and honoring the things that are being shown to you that you haven't healed yet. That is what a karmic contract stands for. So you should feel very proud of yourself to like honor this at this moment because now you have the opportunity
to go back in and go heal that and take that time to do the healing and be receptive to it and allow the universe to work for you, because there will be another opportunity coming its way. But you got to relinquish that control, that feeling that you have. It will not get you nowhere. You will cross over with that feeling if you don't relinquish that.
Yeah, I know. So.
Okay, then let's do it. You're too awake for that. Come on.
So I just have to, like, resolve the issue of, like, feeling like no one's acknowledging me. They just take it. They just
you
take
have
me
to
for
resolve
granted.
The issue we're
not. We're
of
not
feeling good enough.
That's what we're talking about. You need to go talk to that inner child of yours, because you've really never taken the time to heal that part. You've walked life consciously with that emotion in
you.
You
know what? Let me tell you something, okay? You are a wonderful human being. You've always cared more about others than they even care about themselves. But at the end of the day, as an empath, you absorb other people's emotions and feelings, and you take them on as your own all the freaking time until it's too late, and then you realize it. Okay, you could be feeling happy one minute, you get around the crowd, and you're sad the next, okay? Because you're feeling other people's energy. You take it on as your own. But you really need to stand up and say, I need to be counted. I am worthy. I am good enough. I can do this, okay? And at the end of the day, you need to voice your opinion, because you cannot let people walk over you anymore. It's enough. We have been watching you from the spirit world forever. I'm not talking as Reverend Adam. I am talking as spirit. I am talking as the universal consciousness right now. We have seen you struggling. We have seen you get up and dust yourself off many times. We know that you're grateful, but it's not about gratitude. It's about self-worth. It's about self-value. No one's going to come along and say, oh, you know, you're the best and do everything for you. You've got to grab what you want, because at the end of the day, everyone else out there is worried about their self. Now, you cannot come in and take away from being a great person. You cannot stop doing that. You cannot stop caring about others. It's the nature of the beast. That's what the light is. That's what the light does, okay? That's wonderful. But the way you allow it to affect you is enough. Because given the chance, you would give your house to a homeless person as well as the shirt off of your back, and you'd still be happy on the street. But you'd take their place.
I don't think so.
Okay, if you want to disagree with me, but I see such a good heart in you. It's time to stand up and
heart.
Be counted.
Okay.
Now, I know I just went off on you, but I'm not doing it in a way that we're trying to judge you here, okay? We have a tremendous amount of light for you from the other side. We see you all the time. Such a beautiful soul, such a creative soul, but you're feeling too constricted because you're putting yourself in other people's shoes.
Oh, okay.
Okay. So we're gonna leave you with that. We wish you the best. We wish you many blessings. I know that what you're looking for is gonna happen. It may not happen as quickly as we would all like it to happen, but it is gonna happen. And just stay with what you do know and what you do have now. And you know what? Don't be in the I have to be grateful. Gratitude is wonderful. But if you stay with, hey, I earned this, then you're going to manifest even more.
Yes.
All right. Many blessings to you. Thank you.
Blessings.
All right. Lolita, you still there?
I am still here. Sorry.
Okay, wonderful. We're going to go ahead and take our next caller, but before we do so, please don't forget to visit our website at howpsychic.com for all of your spiritual needs. We're lighting your way. Now, also don't forget, if you're here in Georgia, you can come over to Marietta, Georgia, and enjoy some Hershey's quality ice cream from Lolita's Parlor across from the NCG Movie Theater right off of Powder Springs Road.
And all also, right, if you're looking to get life,
go ahead.
And then also, if you're getting needing to get life coaching done, I have a powerful way of coaching folks, and what we do is only address triggers and inner child, and we do karma not clearings, we do karmic contract clearings with people, situations, and everything. So when you're ready to take accountability in your own path and your journey, come see me. We can make mountains move together, but that's what I do.
Wonderful. All right, next caller today is area code 850. First three digits are 491. Hello, caller. You are now live and on air. Please state your name, where you are calling from, and go right into your question.
My name is Michelle, and I'm calling from Florida. And I would just like some spiritual messages. That would be
wonderful.
Great.
Okay, Lolita, would you like to do anything for this one?
No, I can't at this time. I'm sorry, just had someone walk in.
Okay, I'll put you on mute. All right. Now, I'm going to ask you to restate your name, and I understand your question is whatever spiritual messages we have for you today. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
My name is Michelle, and I'm from Florida.
Yes, Michelle. Okay, give me one moment, Michelle.
Okay.
All right. So I'm getting a few different messages here, but the first thing is separation. I feel as if you were separated from someone a while back, and I feel like this separation was not by choice. Is that correct?
I guess, yeah.
Okay. Can you elaborate for me?
The only thing I can think of is my, I have a biological mother who had heart disease, and I have my stepmother who raised me, and she's got Alzheimer's, and I had to take care of her the past year, and I had to make a choice to put her in a nursing home, and that was very, very hard.
Okay, okay. Well, the message from Spirit is that you cannot blame yourself for that. You were doing the right thing, okay? And ultimately, it doesn't mean that the love this individual would have for you is going to be any less than they would have already had otherwise, okay? And that in the universe right now, we feel all of the good and the love and the light that you have shared, okay? But remember, that will not go unrewarded, okay? The karma, whatever the universe has out there for you, it's all coming back to you, and it's all going to be good. But what I've got to tell you is that the person, the individual, you will be reunited. Like, I guess the message is to let you know this is not the end, okay? It's just another beginning.
Well, she was neglected, so I just had to find her a new place to go, and it was pretty bad, and she was dehydrated, so I don't know if I made the right choice, you know. So I had to search to find her a new place to go after she was discharged from the hospital. But she was really bad neglected, and now she's got bed sores, and she was dehydrated and malnutrition. She was over-medicated.
So the new beginning message is that this is going to be a better place, okay?
Okay. That's probably what that meant.
Yeah. And then what we're looking at here for you in particular, away from everybody else, is, you know, because sometimes you're like, what about me? Everybody else, I know, I love everybody else, I care about them, but what about me? So what I'm getting right now, and let me tune into this message clearly. Hold on one moment.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah, what I am getting, okay, is that there's also been a financial difficulty on your part. And financially, things are going to improve over the next month. I don't know what it is you're out there looking for, but you are going to find it within that time. I know that, you know, things have been a bit lonely as well. I feel that your life is about to become a little bit more exciting in a positive manner. Okay?
Okay. That sounds good. I need that.
All right. Wonderful. So right now, I'd say ultimately it's about stepping outside of your shell, getting back out there, allowing yourself to enjoy life once more. And I know what it's like to be a caregiver, you know? You kind of put yourself down at one point, and then it becomes all about the other person. And that's okay to a degree, but we always have to take care of us too. And we forget to do that. So remember that now it's time for you to take care of you. It's time for you to get out there. It's time for you to come out of the house. All right?
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Uh-huh. Bye.
All right. Once more, just give me 1 minute and we will take our next caller. Okay. Just making sure... One moment, making sure our co-host is ready to come back on. Okay, not quite yet. All right, so our next caller now is going to be area code 201. First three digits are 321. Hello, caller. You are live and on air. Please state your name, where you are calling from, and go right into your question.
Hi, Reverend Adams. This is Jackie. I'm calling from New Jersey.
I'm sorry, I didn't quite catch you. You said?
Jackie, I'm calling from New Jersey.
Yes, hi, Jackie. Did we bring you on air already today?
No. Must be
okay,
someone
wonderful.
Else.
Okay.
What can
I do for you?
What could you tell me that you see, spiritually regarding things that I have to take care of this summer, some legal issues with moving.
Okay. All right. You said legal issues with moving?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, so, yeah, I am getting some red tape with this, but I see the red tape being cut and cleared out. So I feel that with the legal issues, things are going to work out in your favor. It might take a day or two longer than you'd like, but it's going to be okay. I feel that what you need to make that move happen is going to be there. I also feel that financially you're waiting for something to help you make that move. I do feel that financially what you need will be there. Okay?
Okay.
Okay, wonderful.
You're talking about this summer or early fall? It seems like it's going into early fall.
We're looking this summer. I'm not really seeing it going into early fall or winter.
Okay.
All right,
are you
wonderful.
Able,
thank you.
Could I ask you one more question?
We only really are supposed to do one question per
okay.
caller on
All
the
right.
show. So I
okay.
do apologize. Thank you.
Okay. No problem. Thank you. Namaste.
Okay. Namaste. All right. Next caller today is area code 860. First three digits are 836. Hello, caller. You are live and on air. Please state your name, where you are calling from, and go right into your question.
Hi, Reverend Adam. This is Amla from Connecticut. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. It's great to hear you again. How are you doing?
Oh, it's been so long. It's been, I think I talked to you in a private reading in the winter.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
How you doing?
So,
what can I do for you today?
Yes, that would be great. So I actually met somebody. It's very recent. It's been a month. I'm just wondering if you see him and I developing a long-term relationship. I really enjoy he's a deep soul. So I was wondering what you pick up on that.
You know, it's ironic. I'm getting a very funny but weird message at the same time. It's sort of like a joke, I guess. They keep saying Rex. One moment. Let me make sure here that it looks
okay.
like my co-host is ready to come on air. Hold on.
Okay.
All right.
Oh, you had me on mute. That's why. Yeah, I wasn't sure.
Yeah,
I was like talking like, hello.
Oh, that's okay. I kept on trying to look at the camera to see if you were ready, but all right.
Oh, okay.
So we got you back on here, but we've got a caller here, okay? She's a repeat customer with me, a private customer as well. I'm going to give her an answer now. What I was getting was the name Rex, okay? And I know it's not their name, but they're telling me the name Rex. And this is like being shown to me with this big T-Rex kind of, what do you call it? They lived a long time ago, dinosaur, okay? And
okay. Yeah,
it's
yeah.
like roar. They're coming in with that roar, okay? And this means
okay.
that this is a person that has a big personality, okay? And sometimes
okay.
they may be a little held back, but they're really a big personality individual. What have you seen
okay.
from them so far?
It's interesting. Basically, he got out of a relationship in December of last year. He's actually taking it slow. It's me that's the big personality. I think he can be intimidated by me a little bit because I just say what I feel, and my heart is very open, and I don't think he's used to people like me. So he's very timid so far, and he's very cautious. He's told me this.
Yeah.
He's very cautious of proceeding with yeah. So.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. Well, what I'm getting is that there is more to him than meets the eye. Okay.
Okay.
You may be appearing like the big person right now with the big personality and the wonderful, hey, I'm going to tell you what I feel and what is going on. But I'm feeling that you're going to become very pleasantly surprised by him. You've done a lot of
okay.
work spiritually on yourself over the years, and I feel that this relationship is blossoming because of it, okay? I do still see a couple of things with the inner child that need to be healed, but we're doing so well because you've healed a lot of your triggers. You've healed a lot of your past, okay?
Yes.
And right now, that's why you're able to be the wreck. The T-Rex, and you're able to be that big personality, and you're able to speak your mind because you weren't doing that before, okay?
Exactly.
Now you're noticing a difference with yourself, and that's awesome, okay? But know that there's still a little bit more of a path forward for you. There's still a little bit more for you to do in the healing work, and that's okay. I mean, I'm loving how much you're embracing it, okay?
Sure.
I do believe this relationship is a result of those manifestations, and I believe this relationship has a lot of potential to be what you have been looking for all this time. But remember that happiness starts within, okay?
Absolutely.
Yeah, like...
Go ahead, Logan.
I feel like, okay, so the card that I chose actually for you was Archangel Uriel. It says your emotions are healing, which enables you to open up to greater love. She's going to help you with release with anger and forgiveness and heart in your mind. I feel like that rushness comes from something that you have not healed. And you're wanting it so much. I've followed you. You call a couple of shows that I actually listen to. You're yearning it for so much. But I think you need to put that yearn within yourself. And you don't trust yourself at all. If I were you, I would definitely come see me. I can do karmic clearings where you can resolve contracts. There's a deep resentment that you still have from a past love. I feel like, somebody was real short. Was your mom more masculine?
Yes. My mom was masculine.
So if you haven't really done any healing work, like you've only done healing work on a conscious level, but to take your healing work to another level, I definitely suggest you coming to see me because how we do things is we definitely can clear up some slates, and everything that you're going through is a karmic contract. And, stop and embrace and figure out the peace within you because there's still not peace within you. You can be intimidating or whatever, but that's not cute either. So you have to figure out how to bring out the goddess within you, which is more beautiful, and allow him. and allow him to come in at during that time. It doesn't matter when you come into union, because if you're not in union within yourself, that union will not happen. And that's why relationships fail, because we're yearning for it so much. It's okay to, you know, to ask that, but know that you have the power to really, you know, kind of create that alignment a little bit quicker, the more we heal ourselves, you know. Like I shared earlier on air, I've taken 10 years to really, really work on myself. And the last year, I've done so many karmic relinquishes that my level of being, my awareness is so much different. So that's why I coach on a whole different level. I don't do foo-foo. When you come to me, it's like you're going to be ready to really dig in stuff that you haven't even healed. Yeah, and you haven't done that because you haven't allowed that even. You really don't allow people to enter in. You can come off the air and sound so genuine and pure, but at the end, you still have a wall up. Your heart is not totally fully open, my friend.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I disagree with that, but that's okay. That's fine. You could say what you
All
want
right.
to say.
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you.
We thank you for calling in, and once more, I'm just going to tell you that I feel it's time for you to come in and get another cleansing. You know how to reach me. Thank you.
Thanks so much. Bye.
Bye. Okay.
Wow.
All right. Well, that's
you bringing up
we
a lot of triggers.
Mm-hmm.
It's interesting how we can bring up triggers. Oh, yeah, I'm okay with that. It doesn't bother me because when people really haven't done the work and I can see right through it, it doesn't matter. You know what I mean? You know, if they're not trusting the process, if they're trusting the process, they wouldn't be calling in. You know what I mean? And it takes time and effort to really go inward. But we're so worried about the outer world and when we're going to get this and who we're going to get that. It doesn't work that way. Doesn't work that way at all, you know? You know, people don't realize that your tone can come off a whole different level, and other people may not be straight shooters, and that's okay because I'm very, very transparent with who I am as a person, as you know already.
Mm-hmm. Okay, gotcha. So what we're going to do now is once more do a shout-out for Lolita's Parlor over here in Marietta, Georgia. If you're in Georgia, please step by. Enjoy some great, wonderful Hershey's ice cream. We've got over 32 flavors there. We also have, you know, different types of pizzas. Lolita, go ahead and share.
I was going to say, we also have meditation. So starting June 28th, we'll have meditation. So come in at 9 o'clock and get your cleansings done, your readings done, and have some a little bit of ice cream. That's what we're here to do. Serve goodness.
And we're over at across from the NCG Movie Theater and the City Farmers Market Shopping Plaza, just off of Powder Springs. You can also, for spiritual services, go to our website at howpsychic.com. The link is in the description of the show page. We want to thank you all for tuning in today. Wish you namaste, love, light, and good night.
Namaste, good night.
Thank you for listening to Psychic Talk Radio with Reverend Adam. Be sure to tune in next time for more spiritual insight. On behalf of Reverend Adam and the entire crew, we wish you all namaste, love, and healing.